Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on board. Please stay tuned as you'll be hearing from your retirement navigator, Bruce Gray, shortly. We ask that you place all avoidable fees within your retirement plan in the overhead bin. We'll be departing shortly.
Welcome to the Retirement Navigator with Bruce Gray. Bruce is a financial advisor and the founder of GPC Financial Services. He's a former member of our country's Air Force and is a proud author of the helpful book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? Stay tuned throughout the next hour for information and education that can bring you financial peace of mind as you travel to that wonderful destination of retirement.
We've reached our cruising altitude. You are now free to move about retirement.
Hello and welcome. It is the Retirement Navigator. I'm John Stillman alongside Bruce Gray and Ted Porter. Bruce is the founder. Ted is the vice president at GPC Financial Services. Gentlemen, how are we?
Good, John. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Good to see you, Bruce. What's happening?
Oh, you know, just enjoying life.
Very good. That's the main goal we have for you at this stage of the game. And tell you what, let's jump right into some retirement planning topics. And guys, we're going to let you campaign, run for political office today, and you're going to make retirement great again. We got a little red hat made up for you. And so if you were running for the high office of financial advisor, let's talk about what your platform might consist of, some of the important issues that you might run on. One of those things would be keeping people as safe as possible by managing risk.
I thought maybe you were talking about anti-starvation tactics. People come into our business, John, and they think, oh, man, I'm going to be rich in a hurry.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, brother, you and I know that that is not the way it happens.
Doesn't work
at
like
all.
That. If it was that easy, everybody would do it.
Ain't that the truth? People as safe as possible. Well, today, John, we're really in a dilemma. Can't spell it, but we're in one. The fact of the matter is that you put people in what are known as safe instruments today, and they're not making any money. Oh, of course, the big why is that the Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates down. So, you know, the people who are really suffering from this is the senior citizens who used to make money and save money, and they'd stay ahead of inflation. Now, having said that, yes. That is a huge thing that we do for people who are in retirement or approaching retirement, because you don't want to take huge losses. I mean, you think about the people in 2008 and 9 when the market dropped 50%. Well, people used to say it's going to take 5 years to get back from it. Now, I know you work in this industry as I do, and I'll tell you, I saw people 7 and 8 years out who were just finally getting back to where they were. By earning their money back and coming back to even. And that's why safety is so important as we look at retirement plans, because if it's not there and they have great losses, suddenly their 401ks or 201ks, their income's cut in half. Oh, by the way, that budget you made up, just pitch it in the fireplace because it doesn't mean anything. So this is a huge point.
Ted, when you say keeping people safe, I mean, that can mean different things to different people. When we talk about managing risk, that could be managing their risk within the market. It could be managing risk by having dollars that aren't in the market. But the key is having the right combination, right?
Yeah, well, you know, that's a good point, John. And Bruce brought up a couple of good points in his discussion there about the ups and downs of the market. And, you know, I think when we see today, people are excited about where the market is going today. I mean, you know, we're seeing historical gains in the market. We're seeing new heights being met. But we also saw a lot of this back in 99 where the market was screaming up, and then come along 2000 with the dot-com bust and 72% of the market was lost. And then, you know, people had to scramble. Some had to change retirement plans because they didn't have a lot of safety nets built within a full retirement plan, which is one of the areas that I think Bruce and I spend a lot of time with, is managing risk. And, you know, when you're trying to get gains and you're also trying to manage risk, you really have to have a foundation there that helps support the gains in both of those periods. where we see in our financial history, a lot of times these great gains ends up in bubbles. And I mean, these are big bubbles, unsustainable bubbles that in our cases in the last 16 point something years broke violently. And, you know, here we are again. We've seen the market screaming up, you know, since the last crash. We had an up and down market in 2015. We had some down markets to begin 2016. It's screaming back up again. So the volatility is there. And what we try to do is to bring in clarity and bring in safety within retirement plans. So especially if people are living longer, they can take advantage of other structures within the retirement plan to help them in these ups and downs. And that's what Bruce and I focus a lot on with people these days when they're talking about, well, what do we do? What happens if the next crash comes in? And they're concerned about it. So, you know, managing risk and keeping people safe is an important factor. And we really try to focus on that with people.
What I want to share with the listening audience is this is not a surprise to somebody who has a bit of history in our industry, shall I say. Look, when the federal government and the Federal Reserve Board controls interest rates and keeps them low, that is going to spur people to go out and buy a new car. Hey, Mom, let's go buy a car because we need one and the interest rates are low. Or now's the time to buy a house. Or now's the time to start a new business and get a new business loan. Low interest rates will always spearhead the economy. And by the way, the interest rate, according to many, many economists who know a great deal about what they're doing, is the most important indicator in the market. So by keeping these interest rates low, what's happened is we have spurred the economy, which means that the stock market has forged ahead as well. Now it's overbought. I won't go into a long and detailed and boring explanation as to how to determine that, but trust me, it's overbought. What does that mean? We're about in the same place that we were in the year of 2000-2002. I wanted to bring this up because when we talk about building some safety into a plan, it is hugely necessary, particularly if you're retired and living on limited income.
Makes a lot of sense, and you know, you just want to be sure that you're not, certainly not putting new money into the market right now, you know, in huge lump sums, right? I mean, if you're contributing to a 401k, that's one thing, if you're systematically investing money every month. But, you know, if you inherit a couple hundred thousand dollars and you're saying, what should I do with this right now? I guess what you're saying, Bruce, is heading into the market with that new money right now is probably not the thing to do.
Well, you can do it, but I wouldn't expect huge gains because that's just not going to happen. And when you get to the point where you're what I call a stock picker, and can we do that? Yeah, we can. It's tedious and it's long, and you have to look for new entries in the market, an Amazon just coming along. Or, you know, it's a really a very involved process. And then at the end of the day, we still have no guarantee of safety. So you have to be careful today. This is a very, very tough market.
Yep. All right. So that's the first piece of our campaign platform, is keeping you safe by managing risk. The issue number two that we want to focus on is eliminating fear. That's eliminating fear that people have of running out of money, and that's a fear a lot of people have, guys.
Fear is a strong motivator, not necessarily the right motivator, but it certainly is a strong one. And Bruce and I do not use fear to move people along in our process, believe me. But we're wise enough to know that folks have lots of questions. And they want to get some real answers, not just standard answers like the market goes up, the market goes down, always comes back, it's just a loss on paper. You know, tell that to someone in retirement who no longer has an income and needs that money. Or someone who has had a medical event and now needs that money to cover those costs at home or nursing home care expenses. And, you know, is see if they buy into that old saying that, once again, don't worry about it, Mary, it's just a loss on paper. No. Our folks, and especially our KSFO listening audience, who we find to be very informed, very bright, and very concerned, are not buying into that type of catch-all statements any longer. They, like the most of our clients, want to know specifically how to navigate the next market crash, which is coming, folks. And they appreciate the fresh approach that we give them on our planning strategies. And running out of money is one of the top elements of our discussions with people, because longevity tables tell us that people are living well into their 80s and 90s, and as a result of that, their money's got to last longer. So adjustments in risk management is a key factor that Bruce and I focus in on our clients coming in and our base of our clients at GPC Financial. Would you agree to that too, Bruce?
Oh, absolutely. That's huge. You know, at the end of the day, you want to put together a plan that gives the people what I call sleep insurance. You can go to bed at night knowing that there'll be some dollars in your account in the morning.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, folks, Bruce and I believe that one of the great services that we provide for our listening audience, our KSFO treasured audience, is that we offer a complimentary financial review where you can come in a safe and honest environment, and we can talk about managing risk, and we can talk about concerns of running out of money and whatever else is on your plate. And for all of our listeners who call us in the next 15 minutes, we will custom design an understandable financial review. Bruce and I call it a financial audit, if you will. And we're going to show you how to recognize and separate the myths, the misinformation, and the misunderstandings from the all-important facts, folks. And this will enable you to see if you are in any need to modifications to your current plan. Once again, there is absolutely no cost or obligation for this review to all of our callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. So if you meet those simple qualifications, here's what you'll receive from us. First of all, we'll perform a cost analysis to help you determine what it's actually costing you each year to work with your current advisor or planner. A lot of people simply don't know that. Along with the cost analysis, we'll perform a comprehensive risk analysis to determine if you might need to reduce some of the risk in your investment accounts, and therefore, when the market crashes again, you keep some of that money in your pocket. Secondly, we'll perform a tax analysis to help you determine what it's actually costing you in income taxes that you may be paying more than your fair share. We're not saying don't pay your taxes, folks, but in a vast majority of cases, we find people that come in for a visit are paying more in income tax than they're legally required to pay. And this is normally due to poor, incomplete, or simply no tax planning in their retirement strategies. Well, we'll show you how you may be able to reduce your taxes, resulting in an increase in your cash flow. But what really, truly matters to Bruce and I on the Retirement Navigator, I think you pick up on this, folks, is that when you come in for a visit with us, we'll always give you an honest answer to each and every question, each and every time. And our goal for all of our clients is to take the fear and the guesswork out of financial planning. It doesn't have to be there. Clarity is important, and we strive for that. So once again, for all of our listeners who call us in the next 15 minutes, we're offering you a comprehensive financial review at simply no cost or obligation as our investment into your lives. We feel it's important to give, to invest in our people first. So with each of our callers who pick up the phone and call us and take advantage of our complimentary offer, we're really looking forward to visiting with each of you and getting to know you better.
Great opportunity. And the number to call right now is 855-677-4040. 855-677-4040. No cost or obligation to come in, sit down, and get that plan in place for yourself. Maybe for you, it's a second opinion on a plan that you already have. Or if you're like most people, you have some accounts, but it doesn't mean you actually have a plan, and this is your chance to get one. 855-677-4040. You'll also get a copy of Bruce's book when you come in. Is your IRA an IOU to the IRS? 855-677-4040. You're listening to The Retirement Navigator. Plenty more to come. Stay tuned.
Want to find out more about Bruce Gray and his financial and retirement philosophies? Then pick up a copy of his latest book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? Get great retirement planning tips to make sure you're on track to get to and all the way through retirement. Stop by his office at GPC Financial Services to pick up your copy today, or call to set up time for an appointment at 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040. Don't forget the book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? by your retirement navigator, Bruce Gray.
Make sure your 401ks and IRAs have the correct beneficiaries. Today's flight with the retirement navigator, Bruce Gray, is currently ahead of schedule. Please stand by.
Rolling along, it is the Retirement Navigator, and we're talking about making retirement great again with Bruce Gray and Ted Porter, both of them from GPC Financial Services. And you can get in touch with the team if you'd like by calling 855-677-4040. We're running for the Office of Financial Advisor, well, Bruce and Ted are at least, and we're talking about the platform. So we talked about keeping people safe by managing risk. We talked about eliminating fear, the fear that people have of running out of money. Guys, how about being uniters, uniting the different elements of your portfolio to help the different pieces work together in harmony, a really important part of having a good plan.
It's amazing how many people think they can do our job. Occasionally, I will find somebody who has really put in years and years and years and studied and made it a passion of theirs who does a good job. But for the most part, it's like going to the horse race and betting on Blue Nose in the third race or something. I mean, they're just my neighbor said this was good, and so-and-so made money with Apple, and I'll buy that. A portfolio, as you guys know, has to be synergistic. A balanced portfolio, what we call a balanced portfolio for years in the market is some stocks or some market interest and then some fixed income or bonds. And the idea, the old adage was when the stocks go down, the bonds go up and vice versa. Well, that was great stuff then. It's not great stuff now. Why do I say that? Because if you buy bonds, you're not going to get much out of them at all. You're not going to keep up with inflation in most cases. I have one senior citizen, a lady who is, to say the least, you would call her feisty. And she came in, and she's got bonds from all over the world, from places that just are absolutely scary. You're not even sure that the government will be in power the next week. The point of it is, folks, you can go out and you can get bonds that pay 6%, but if you think you're in a no-risk income instrument, think again. So learning to balance out a portfolio and hedging your bet, if you will, have a portfolio that doesn't go down like a rock when the market goes down. You know, they talk in 2008 and 2009, the market went down 50%. Well, that's true. If you were in the S&P 500, you would have lost 50%. But anybody who invests just in the S&P 500 and buys those 500 stocks is a person who probably is on a financial suicide mission, because the S&P goes down 50%. You certainly don't want to lose 50%, and that's where a balanced portfolio comes in. So we learn to hedge our best. I will tell you this, my friends, this is one of the toughest markets I have ever seen, because they have limited fixed income. So it's even more difficult today to get a portfolio totally balanced. And as they say in the country, leave it to the big guys, leave it to the experts, leave it to the people who know how to do this, because it is not a happenstance. It's something that's planned and worked at and diligently worked at, particularly in today's market.
Oh, absolutely, Bruce. Well stated. You know, and as far as putting the pieces together to work in harmony, you know, building a retirement portfolio, as Bruce has mentioned, is not just about balancing how much stocks and bonds you're holding, folks. You know, it's making sure, to the best of our ability at GPC Financial, that whatever portfolio we are putting together matches the goals for each of our clients' wants, needs, and concerns, and that it's designed to manage both growth and safety, as we've talked about, and it's there to meet their vision and risk tolerance. And and to help accomplish peace of mind heading into retirement or in retirement. And I really think that harmony comes when we have clarity and understanding of what we're trying to accomplish, and that we have all of the elements of the retirement plan in place. And it's not just an investment plan, which focuses more on portfolio holdings, as opposed to what you really need in a plan for the next 20, 30, 40 years, because as we've mentioned, we're living longer. So, and as a result of that good news, we have to have a comprehensive plan in place to be able to meet our needs much longer in the future, folks, and a retirement plan designed to help us navigate through what might happen down the road. I mean, higher taxes, inflations, medical care costs, market crashes. I mean, that list goes on. So we want any plan that we put together to work in harmony with the whole portfolio purpose of why we're building those strategies. Does that make sense, John?
Makes an awful lot of sense, and you know, I think it's a very logical piece of your campaign platform here, is make those pieces of the portfolio work together. Harmony is a good thing in so many walks of life, so no different with your money. How about eliminating lazy money, guys? Getting dollars back to work, if you will. Another important piece of our financial advisory campaign platform here.
Yeah, my money is never lazy. It's always trying to jump out of my pocket.
Yeah, funny how that works.
Yeah. Especially if I go shopping with Terry. I love her like crazy, but she can think of more things to do on a shopping trip than you can count. You do want money to be doing something for you rather than just laying around doing nothing. It's kind of like that son-in-law that you wish he'd get a job and get off your couch. You know, kind of the same thing. You want your money to be working for you. And as we mentioned earlier, that's prime facie factor, but you don't want to be taking a great deal of risk with it now. You know, by the way, folks, with the market being overbought, when you start seeing the Federal Reserve moving those interest rates, you should really be concerned. You should take a pause, if you will, and review your situation. What we do is put together portfolios that allow you to sleep nights, even if the Federal Reserve is moving interest rates, or even if the market is going down or sideways or whatever it happens to be doing. I think that's one of the greatest values that you can provide a client. Sure, everybody wants to make money. Sure, everybody wants to avoid losses. But to give them the ability to have faith in their portfolio and know that when the sun rises tomorrow, there'll still be money there to put food on your table and a roof over your head is huge. And that's exactly what we do, is design portfolios to meet those concerns.
To add to that, Bruce, we found that a lot of seniors, when we've sat down and chatted with them, they've come in from our listening audience and clients that come in to see us from our referrals, we find that a lot of them were initially forced into cash positions due to that last market crash between 7 and 9, because they simply couldn't afford to lose any more of their retirement nest eggs, and they were concerned about it. And then, as you mentioned, you know, all this quantum easing and buying back of our debt and historical interest rates that are low and inflation being held down to try to stimulate a volatile economy, now a lot of the seniors have been forced back into the market because, you know, they can't make anything in this cash positions, and now their risk management can be upside down. So, but a lot of them still are sitting in lazy money positions, once again, because they're concerned about losing their life savings. And we have strategies that can help protect their principal and give them plenty of growth opportunity as it presents itself in the market. It's okay to take profits, folks, you know, but staying in cash isn't the only option. And once they see the strategies that we have put together and become more educated in that process, we have been able to move them forward. So we're very aware of where people are these days, especially why they have lazy money sitting in these accounts.
Folks, it's a real simple process. Just pick up your phone, give us a call. We will return your call personally. There's no switchboards or people that are paid to do that. We believe in talking with people directly so that you can get your questions answered and you have the service that that you feel you might want and might deserve, in fact. Just give us a call. We'll call you back, and we'll set up a time when we can sit down together, have a cup of tea or coffee, a couple of cookies maybe, and sit down and talk about what is your concern. You know, I found out, John and Ted, over the years, that something brings every person through that door, and I always want to know what that is. They just don't get up and take a shower and shave and say, well, I got nothing to do, I'm going to go down and meet Bruce and sit in his office. They have something that's on their mind that's maybe kept them awake at night or woke them up in the middle of the night. Those are the things that we need to talk about, because those are the things that you need to alleviate and gain peace of mind in your financial affairs. So just give us a call. We'll sit down with you, get acquainted. You know, by the way, we don't ask you to become a client in the first day that we talk with you. We're in no rush. A very famous book says, can two walk together unless they agree? And that's why we sit down and have a cup of coffee and discuss your issues and see if we're on the same page and to see if we like each other, see if we want to spend more time with each other and trust each other. All those things are important, folks. They can't be minimized. So simply pick up your phone, give us a call, come on in and sit down. By the way, it's been my pleasure to gift our guests with a copy of my book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS?
855-677-4040 is the number to call. That's 855-677-4040. We've laid out the platform, if you will, and now would encourage you to cast your vote for Bruce and Ted. Make retirement great again. No time like the present, but you do need to go ahead and reach out. Hardest part is picking up the phone. After that, it gets a lot easier, but ripping that initial Band-Aid off is the hardest part for a lot of people. So that's the first coaching we'll give you is, go ahead and call right now and let the process take care of itself from there. 855-677-4040 is that number to call. 855-677-4040. You're listening to The Retirement Navigator with Bruce Gray and Ted Porter.
GPC Financial Services was built on a commitment to the senior community, and your retirement navigators, Bruce Gray and Ted Porter, work tirelessly to make sure your needs are met as you prepare for retirement. Come in for a visit with the team and get a retirement plan that will leave your finances protected in the future. Call 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040.
All right, Bruce, decrease our dependence on stocks, raise our income, and drop those fees and adjust for inflation. Then let's land this retirement plan.
I just want to tell you both, good luck. We're all counting on you.
Rolling along, it is the Retirement Navigator. Bruce Gray is the founder of GPC Financial Services. Ted Porter is the vice president. They're both sitting right here, and you can get in touch with them if you'd like to schedule a time to sit down face-to-face to look at your own retirement plan. That number to call is 855-677-4040, 855-677-4040. And Bruce, of course, is the author of Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? When you come visit, you play your cards right, you'll get a copy of that to take home with you. Guys, let's take some questions from the folks out there. And by the way, if you'd like to submit your own question, just head over to the website. That is seniorchamps.com, seniorchamps.com. Thomas in Redwood City has a question for you guys, and he says, I'm being forced into an early retirement at 57 from my job with the state. I'll have my pension, but that alone won't be enough to live on. Do I need to find another job since I'm too young for Social Security or to withdraw from my IRAs?
Yeah, that's a great idea, Thomas.
Good. All right. Next question.
Well, I mean, he doesn't tell us anything to make any decisions here. Do you have anything else saved up? Are you a land baron? Are you own rentals? Are they giving you income? I mean, there's a lot of things that we need to know here, Thomas. And, you know, if you really liked what you were doing, I'm sad for you that you were forced into early retirement. But you know, life goes on and there'll be something else for you. But I'd appreciate it if you'd simply give us a jingle and give me some more information, and then we can perhaps share some thoughts with you. But, you know, based on this, guys, I'd be way amiss if I were to start to give advice without the information that we need to do that.
Ted, what are some of the things we may want to think about in a scenario like this to help us make a decision?
Well, you know, as Bruce said, you know, Thomas, great question. We appreciate you emailing us, but we simply need to know more about your personal situation, my man, in order to give you more of a definitive answer. We know this, that taking early Social Security income, when you're eligible for it at, let's say, age 62, you're giving up somewhere around 30% of your lifetime income. So there's a hit for taking it early. In your case, you're probably full retirement age at 67. So, you know, what other income streams do you have in place? And, you know, do you have other income assets, past 401ks, IRAs, as Bruce mentioned, rental income? I mean, how much current debt are you holding? What are your current monthly income needs? Do you like your work? I mean, being 57, you're still a young man. And you know, what are your skill sets going to enable you to find other work in your current profession? Are there other firms that you might be able to join? Do you want to completely get out of that line of work? And what other things could you currently do? So as Bruce mentioned, pick up the phone and give us a jingle, and we can ask a whole bunch of questions to help you clarify that, my friend.
That number to call is 855-677-4040. 855-677-4040. You know, he mentions Social Security, which he's still at least 5 years away from, still a couple of years from being able to turn on any income from his IRAs. But the other thing that he needs to factor in, I guess, is he's 8 years from Medicare age, and you got to figure out what you're doing about health insurance if you're retiring at 57.
Not yet, and I'm glad you brought up the Social Security thing, John, because if you, as they say, do the math, let's suppose you take your Social Security at 66, which is full retirement age now, or age 70. And that's a common question I have. When should I take it, Bruce? And blah, blah, blah. Well, here's the point. If you wait until you're age 70, you have to live another 13 years collecting Social Security to make up the amount that you did not take from 66 to age 70. In other words, your break-even point is in the 80s. Now, that's great and fine if you know how long you're going to live. But if you don't, you know, you might want to consider taking it at full retirement age. You might say, well, Bruce, I don't need it. Great. Let's put it into an investment. Let's put it into the bank. Let's make it work. But you've got that money in your hand should you croak or go to the happy hunting ground, we should say, early in life. So these are all things that you need to consider, John. I'm glad you brought up that Social Security part.
Yep. So definitely a lot to think about in Thomas's situation. How about Joseph, who's in Alamo and says, what are the rules that dictate whether or not I can roll my 401k at work into my own IRA while I'm still working? I know one person that's done it, but another friend is being told that he can't, so I'm confused.
Well, you know, Joseph, great question again. We appreciate you emailing us. Not every employer's 401k plan allows you to take what is called an in-service distribution, where you can move monies from your 401k into more of a self-directed IRA strategy. We would recommend that you would discuss that directly with your HR division or the retirement fund manager that's connected with your 401k to clarify those options. And this is most likely why you're confused, because there's, as the old saying, different strokes for different folks, and it applies to each in-force 401k employer plan. We have done a lot of work in this area when we've been able to move monies into other strategies because the plan document allowed us to do that, and the charter allowed us to do that, and we're able to move those monies into other strategies for future income streams and to manage perhaps the risk better for our clients. So would you agree to that too, Bruce?
Well, the risk part you brought up is huge. Because in a 401k, folks, basically what you're investing in are a group of mutual funds when you look at your selections. Now, I'm not for or against any product. I just tell the truth and let it lay out there. But look, the average 401k, according to Forbes magazine, has over 4% a year in fees. Mutual funds average 3.17. Then you add in the 401k administrator's charges. You're talking about a lot of fees. So the market goes up 6, you earn 1.83, and the rest goes to fees. Not a good deal. And so that's one of the reasons why in the past, if we've had the ability, Ted, to move those things out and take an early distribution and put them into an IRA, then you have a myriad of choices for investment. And, oh, by the way, you can also manage safety within a portfolio and reduce the risk a lot better. So those are all good points, I think, John. So, folks, if you want to know where you stand, it's an easy process. Just give us a call at our toll-free number, and we'll be happy to chat with you. Should you like to do so, come in, let's sit down and have a cup of tea or coffee, get acquainted, and it gives us the opportunity to talk about what is on your heart and on your mind. What concerns you? What are you afraid that will or won't happen? And what have you done to take care of those thoughts or those concerns? Are they just laying bare and festering now? Is it outliving your money? Is it concern about, for heaven's sakes, you might get Alzheimer's or have a stroke and end up in a facility? Where does that money come from? And if we pull that money out of the 401k and we survive, we may not have the money left now to support us on into our senior years. So these are all issues we need to discuss. They're pretty common in our world today, and they're things that should concern you because they're important to you. So simply give us a call, 855-677-4040. We will call you back personally. We will take the time to listen to your thoughts, your needs, your concerns, your wants, and sit down with you and maybe give you some thoughts that will allow you to sleep better at night. So just give us a call. We'd love to talk with you.
855-677-4040 is that number, 855-677-4040. No cost or obligation. Come in, get your second opinion on your financial situation. Ask the questions you want to ask, but let the team at GPC ask you some questions you maybe never thought of before and get you thinking about things in the right frame of mind. 855-677-4040 is that number to call, 855-677-4040. You're listening to The Retirement Navigator with Bruce Gray and Ted Porter.
More and more Americans must now depend on personal savings to last them and their loved ones through retirement. Trying to save and build a financial foundation to support yourself for the rest of your life can seem like a big challenge, but there is help available by calling Bruce Gray and his team at GPC Financial Services. Call them at 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040.
Time to dust off those old financial plans and hit the trail. Adventure is out there, so keep listening to your retirement navigators, Bruce Gray and Ted Porter, and let them help you find it in retirement.
Coming down the home stretch here on The Retirement Navigator, Bruce Gray is the founder of GPC Financial. Ted Porter is the vice president, and you can get in touch with him by calling 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040. Bruce is the author of Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? A copy of which can be yours when you come in to visit with the team. 855-677-4040. We have one more question from somebody out there that we didn't have time to get to earlier, guys. Let's go to Sandra, or is it Sandra? I don't know. Either way, she's in Los Gatos. And says, a coworker referred me to a financial advisor that he's been working with, so I went for a visit. As it turns out, the advisor recommended the exact same mutual funds to me that he recommended for my friend, even though our situations are vastly different. Is this a common practice, and is it something I should be worried about?
Boy, that's a big one, Sandra, and we hear that a lot. I mean, one of the differences in being held to a suitability standard and a fiduciary standard is just this scenario. I mean, a broker or an advisor who is held to a suitability standard can place anyone in the same mutual funds, even if that choice might not be in their very best interest, Sandra. And as fiduciaries, quite frankly, Bruce and I are held to a licensing standard by the SEC and FINRA to act in accordance to what is the very best solution for our clients every time. And mutual funds, quite frankly, as Bruce has brought up, can be expensive and they can be risky, and they may not be the best option for each person. So we represent a wide variety of retirement options for our folks so we can match, once again, the right portfolio based upon your wants, your needs, and your concerns. Because at the end of the day, each person or couple have their own DNA, their own financial fingerprints. And to lump them all together into one pool, Sandra, is simply not always in their best interest. So we're very concerned about that, and we appreciate you emailing us that question.
And indeed, if you come in, sit down with Ted and Bruce and the team at GPC, it's a great opportunity for you to get on the right track with your financial planning. 855-677-4040. It's 855-677-4040. Guys, in just the couple of minutes we have left on the show today, let's talk about an issue that I think is important to a lot of folks, and that's the problem of long-term care or assisted living or home health care, whatever form that might take for some folks. And, you know, on the list of 100 different retirement-related concerns that we could come up with, where do you find that one ranks for most people, that potential need for nursing home care or in-home care?
Well, I think it has to be considered in every portfolio. But here's the thing. Nobody wants to buy long-term care unless they're headed for the nursing home. I'm just telling you the flat scoop.
And that's like buying fire insurance once your house is on fire. It doesn't work that way.
There you go. Because of the fact that I'm not 16 anymore, and I, for many years, specialized in this area. I actually used to train financial advisors and brokers on long-term care coverage, and was hired as a consultant with two major carriers to develop their long-term care. Now, that doesn't mean I'm smart, folks. It just means I'm getting older, and they think you know something. But here's the point. Long-term care is hugely important because I have seen in the past people who ignored that issue, John, and they ended up in a nursing home, maybe had a stroke or, God forbid, Alzheimer's or dementia. It's even worse. But people who have dementia typically don't come home. But let's suppose that they had a stroke and they were there for a while and they learned to, through rehabilitation, learned to walk and speak yet again in a more proper fashion, and they come home. But they didn't provide for long-term care. And so they had to suck that money out of their 401ks, their IRAs, their income streams, because they quickly depleted any money that was laying around that was for liquidity. Maybe they had $50,000 in a long-term care facility. That goes away like smoke in the wind. And now they find themselves with an inadequate income when they come home because they've used their other monies for long-term care. Don't let that happen to you, folks. And what I would suggest today is let's sit down and we'll talk about new ways of looking at long-term care. What I mean by new ways. Well, in the old days, it was very much like an automobile policy or a homeowner's policy. If you didn't use it, there was nothing that you're going to gain from it later. You've spent your money, you took your chances, and you've had no claims, and so the premium money is gone. Today, they have long-term care life insurance contracts that will pay a death benefit or a long-term care benefit, and by the way, builds up a cash value. And they also have long-term care annuities. So when you go to the Happy Hunting Ground, there's still money there for your heirs, or if you stay well, you still have the money. The old traditional long-term care was just like homeowner's insurance. If your house didn't burn or you didn't have a problem, you lost the premium. It was you paid your money, you took your chances. Today, we can show you how to make an investment or return of premium out of your long-term care monies, and you'll find yourself in a much, much better position. So that's something we really need to take a look at, folks.
And Ted, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think some of these other options are really good, solid options that a lot of people just don't know exist.
And that's true because, I mean, let's face it, as Bruce said, a lot of people don't like to discuss long-term care. It's not like they like to sit out and have a cold, you know, iced tea and talk about nursing home care expenses or what that vision looks like. But it's, you know, in California, it's edging close to $100,000 a year per person. It's a major issue, and we know that federal Medicare doesn't cover it. We know that traditional health insurance doesn't cover it. And so these new hybrid forms of life insurance and the annuity products have been a terrific way to blend an investment for legacy planning as well as income planning and to use some of those monies for long-term care should it come up. And believe me, folks, we get letters every year thanking us for having in place long-term care protection. And I can tell you, in our client base, we have now over, I think it's 9 clients that have been on claim for close to 10 years. And in a lot of cases, we have seen the benefits paying over $500,000. And with all of these structures that are put in place on these contracts with waiver of premium, I'm not going to get into all that. But the point is that you have to have a plan for it, folks. And at GPC Financial, we do include it as a part of our discussion. And so, once again, we offer a terrific opportunity for our folks to get these questions answered and to sit down in a safe environment where you can meet with Bruce and I. And for our listening audience who call us in the next 15 minutes, we're going to custom design an understandable financial review for you. We call it a financial audit. And we're going to show you how to recognize and separate the myths, the misinformation, and the misunderstandings, and there's a lot of them, from the all-important facts. And this will enable you folks to see if you are in need to any modifications to your current plan. Take a look at it. Once again, there is absolutely no cost or obligation for this review to all of our callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. So if you meet those simple qualifications, here's what you're going to receive from Bruce and I. First of all, we're going to perform a cost analysis to help you determine what it's actually costing you each year to work with your current advisor or planner. Many people don't know that. Along with that cost analysis, we'll perform a risk analysis to help you determine and see if you might need to reduce the amount of risk in your investment accounts, and therefore, when the market crashes again, and it will, keep more money in your pocket. Secondly, we'll perform a tax analysis to help you determine if you might be paying too much in income taxes. And we're not saying don't pay your taxes, folks. We believe in paying our fair share, period. But in a vast majority of cases, we find that people are simply paying more in income taxes than they're legally required to pay. And this is normally due to poor, incomplete, or simply no tax planning. Well, we will show you how you may be able to reduce your taxes, resulting in an increase in your cash flow. But what really, truly matters to Bruce and I and the Retirement Navigator is that when you pick up the phone, make the call, and come in for a visit, we will always give you an honest answer, folks, to each and every question, each and every time. And our goal as fiduciaries and as people that care about you is to take the fear and the guesswork out of financial planning. So once again, for all of our listeners who call us in the next 15 minutes, we are offering you a comprehensive financial review at simply no cost or obligation as our investment into your lives. We feel it's important to give and to invest in our people first. So with each of our callers who take advantage of our free offer, we are truly looking forward to visiting with each of you and getting to know you better.
No time like the present. Pick up that phone and call 855-677-4040, 855-677-4040. No cost or obligation. It's your chance to come in and get that second opinion. Be sure you're on the right track. You'll also get a copy of Bruce's book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? 855-677-4040. 855-677-4040. Guys, thanks as always. Always good talking with you.
Yeah, John, and once again, Bruce and I and the team here, thank you guys for all of your help in developing these educational programs for our listening audience at KSFO. And if anyone wants to listen to past programs, they can get on our website on KSFO.com and take advantage of some of these shows we have on our podcast. So
yep.
Thanks again, John.
Lots of options out there to catch the show. Again, if you'd like to get in touch with the team, the number to call is 855-677-4040. And we'll talk with you next week right here, same time, same place on the Retirement Navigator.
information heard on the Retirement Navigator is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. GPC Financial Services founder Bruce Gray has more than 45 years of experience in the financial world and has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. Investment advisory services are offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.